Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where B'siyata D'Shemaya, we already saw Neflos Mitoras Hashem and the parsha of Ne'emariva. And now we are continuing, again, based on the Torah made of Rabbeinu, Adon Rav David Zatzal, the Ramban, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he explains that in this maisa of extracting water from the rack, there was a Kiddush Hashem that was not there the first time when water was taken out of the rack. Because the first time it says, Vayas Kain Moshe Le'enei Ziknei Yisrael. It was not Le'enei Kol Ha'am. It was only Le'enei Ziknei Yisrael, in front of the Zikanim. Whereas here in Pasuk Ches it says V'hakel Es Ha'eda, in other words, all of the Jewish people, and so too in Pasuk Yud, V'yakilu Moshe V'aron Es Kol HaKol Al Pnei HaSela, and Moshe and Aaron gathered all the community to the face of the rack, and through this there was a L'hakdisheni L'enei Kol Bnei Yisrael. There was a sanctification of the eyes of all of the Jewish people. What did not take place the first time? Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaRamban. L'chor, we have to understand, who cares that all the Jewish people were not there at the time of the Hakah? At the end of the day, the Jews saw afterwards that water was coming out. Al kol panim ru kol Yisrael achar kach et ha'sela notein mayim. Shehu ma she'pa'al l'hakdisheni le'enei kol Yisrael. So what does it matter whether they saw the actual Hakah or they didn't see the actual Hakah? The important thing is they saw the water coming out. They had water. So what does it matter whether or not they saw the actual Hakah? So it must be that there is a greater Kiddush Hashem when they see the transformation of this rack into a water-giving entity. That brings to his palace, that brings to a feeling of wonder, more than when they see something after they already heard that there's water and then they see it. That's not such a wonder. They already heard it's bringing out water, and then they see the water coming out. That's not a big a deal as them seeing the water coming out in the first place. That the seeing the water coming out in the first place is more of a lahakdisheni, more of a Kiddush Hashem. And according to this, it would appear that these two inyanim that we see in Pasuk Ches, where it says v'hakel es ha'eda, one of them is that it's written v'dibarta ha'sela le'inehem v'nasan meimav, that you should speak to the rack in front of them and it will give water. So as we spoke about in the previous shiur, the dibur was not to create this new inyan of water. There was already water. But rather, it was a commandment to give out water which was already in the rack. And that's what it says in the Torah Shlema, from the Medrash V'Nasan Meimav, it's going to give water that's already in it. As exactly as we've been saying, Mayim Hagnuzim Bo Miyom Shepaska, water that's been in there from the time it stopped, but the water is still in there. However, it also says, V'Tzeisa Lehem Mayim Min HaSela. V'Hainu Shelegabei HaRoim, שבפעם ראשונה לא ראו את התהפכות הסלע למעיינו מים, עכשיו כשהפסיק וחזר ליתן, יש כאן לעיני כל עם התחדשות, מביאה לתבוננות גם עניין של סלע הופך לאגם מים. והייני להקדישני לעיני בני ישראל. In other words, it also says, not only ודיברתם על הסלע לעיני מנוס and מים, there's going to be this tzibur that I should bring out water, that a rack that already has water should now bring out the water, but there's also the fact that Votseisa Lahem Mayim in Asela, that vis-a-vis those who see it, it's the first time that they are seeing this. Right? Remember last time it was in Leinei Azekenim, and now it's Leinei Ha'am. So the first time they didn't see the transformation of this rack into a water-giving entity. But now it's giving water again, they're going to see. This is Chachas, look, this rack is giving water. And that's l'hakdisheni le'nei b'nei Yisrael, v'zeh ma'ashem v'war, that's what we see at the beginning of the Pasuk. V'dibartem el ha'sela le'nei v'natan me'mav. So, klape the sela, when it comes to the rack, it says you're going to speak to the rack in front of them, and it's going to give its water. So here you only have this inyan of giving water. However, at the end we're talking about the Jewish people, v'hotseisa lehem, Mayim, right? We had asked, what's the double lashon? What's the nasan meima v'hotseisa lehem mayim in asela? So the nasan meima is klape the rak, and then v'hotseisa is vis-a-vis the rak, that the rak is giving water, and then v'hotseisa lehem mayim in hasela. That's talking about klape the Jewish people. V'hotseisa lehem mayim in hasela. Yesh kan shuv et achidush shel etzem anyan sheish mayim b'sela. And Moshe Rabbeinu's job and Aaron was to be ma'orah them to the to both chidushim. The very fact that the rock has water in it at all, and now it's giving out the water. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized both. V'nasan meimav. First of all, dibrat b'salan emlasan meimav. It's going to give the water that's already in it. And also, v'tzei salam mayim in asela. That the very fact that it gives out water. That they see that a rock is giving out water. On one hand, it's a wonder that the rock has water in it in the first place. And now it's another wonder that the rock is giving out this water. And now the Jews are witnessing that. They're witnessing that the water is coming out. Which is more of a pella than just hearing about it and then seeing that, it's giving water. No. They're witnessing the actual water coming out. And the Medrash brought in the Torah Shleima and the Pasuk V'Dibartim El Asel Leinem and Asan Meim Etzev Sheitein Meimav, it'll give its water V'Hu Yitein, and it'll give. V'Kidei Sheyesu Kal V'Chomer Be'Atzmam, they'll make a Kal V'Chomer, and they'll say, Ma Asel Azeh She'ein Lo Onesh, V'Lo Sachar Aset Sivui Borei Adu Lo Kol Shekein. If this rock, which has no punishment and no reward, it does the commandment of Hashem, we are certainly going to do so. So what's the Medrash telling us? That v'dibartem, that you should speak to this rock, because we're not transforming something into a water giving. In other words, the biur there on the Medrash says that these are two drushes. But that it says shiyitein meimav is talking about v'dibartem el asela, and then that's what it means. First shiyitein meimav, and then it says v'hu yitein, and v'hu yitein is a perish on v'nasan meimav. Shiyitein meimav is a perish on v'dibartem el asela, that it should give its water, and then v'hu yitein v'nasan meimav, and then it'll give its water. So these are two separate drushes. You speak to it to give its water, and then it gives its water. But based on what we're saying, it's not true. It's one drusha, as is the implication of the Medrash, that we have one drusha here. Shiyitein meimav v'hu yitein k'dei shiyisa kal v'chomer. That's why it says v'dibartem. You should speak, because the issue here is not to transform it into a entity with water, because it already has water. But rather, sheyitein meimav, it's going to give water that it already has. And that it says, v'nasan meimav. It's going to listen to the tzivui and then give the water, and then the Jewish people are going to learn the Kal V'Chomer. So it already has the water. Rak sheyitein meimav. You give it a command that it should give its water, v'hu yitein, and then it's going to give in order that the Jewish people should learn this Kal V'Chomer. That if the rock listens to God, we should certainly listen to God. The rock doesn't have Schar V'Onesh, we do. It's really one drasha that it should give water in order that we should learn that we have to follow the tzivui of Hashem. So now it would appear that there's a big nafkamina, there's a big difference if the commandment is to transform a tzul, a rock, l'maya, no mayim, to something that has water in the first place, and if it already has water, but we require a commandment in order that it should give its water. If there is a act of creating water, making this tzul, like we spoke about in the previous year, that tzul means it doesn't have water, and you're making the rock that it should have water. So, im yesh kan asiya shel tzul l'maya no mayim, what this means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the koach to make a tzul into an agam mayim, to make a rock into a river of water. And through this koach, it was done by Moshe. God gave Moshe the koach to transform this rack, this dry rack, into a rack with water. That's if the rack doesn't have water in the first place. But if all we require is a commandment that the rack should give forth its water, this is not the action of Moshe, but rather Moshe is the shliach. Moshe is the hechitimsi. Moshe is the means to bring about this tzivui. And that's what it says in the Medrash, which is cited in the Torah Shleim and Os Samech. V'divartem el ha-sela tomru b'shmi, ko amar Hashem hotzi meimach. You should say in my name, so said God, bring out your water. In other words, that's the second sad. That Moshe is just the bringing the commandment of Hashem to the rack. V'chol she'noda tzivui, and if the commandment of Hashem is known, mitchayev memela she'yitein ha-sela meimach. So automatically, it's mischayev, it must be that the water, that the rack should give its water if the tzibui is found out. And because of this, when Moshe said to the tzela, when Moshe told the tzela the tzibui of Hashem, even had he not spoken to this specific rack, since he went and he sat among the racks, nevertheless, the rack heard the tzibui, the rack heard the command. And that is enough to obligate to this rack to bring out its water. And in fact, the Ramban already asks in Pasuk Aleph on Rashi that why does he have to speak to this specific rack? Rashi said he spoke to the wrong rack. The rack heard it. The right rack heard it. He doesn't have to say it's to the right rack as long as the rack overheard what was being said. From the fact that it didn't give water, even though it heard the tzivui, Moshe Rabbeinu learned from this that with the death of Miriam, there is no longer water in the rack. And now he has to create a new reality where the rack has water. And for that, you need a koach miyuchat besela. That you need a special koach in the rack itself to now have a rack with water. And that has to be that specific rack. It's not enough to have a dibur klali and the rack will hear it in general. No, you have to tell this specific rack, if you just want the rack to give out its water, so you give a general tzivui, whichever rack has water in it, is going to give out its water. Because the rack knows that the command of God is to give out its water. But if that's the rack that already has the water in it, it just has to hear the command, says, oh, so I got to give my water. God wants water to come from the rack. But if the rack doesn't have water in it, then it's not going to listen unless it's told specifically. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that since the rack didn't give water, even though it heard the tzivui, it must be, Moshe Rabbeinu said, that with the death of Miriam, there's no longer water in the rack. And now you have to create a rack that has water inside of it. And for that, you need a special koach in the rack. And for that, the rack needs a specific tzivui. Now the rack has to be told, create water. And it's not enough to have a general dibur that the rack is going to hear, oh, God wants a rack to create water. How does this rack know it can create water? It needs a specific tzivui. It needs a special koach. If it's given a specific command, then it's given specific koach. But if it's not given a specific command, then it doesn't have that koach. So there's no reason the rack is going to be able to give the water if it doesn't get a specific command, because this specific rack doesn't have koach. Like we said before, all you need is a tzivui, then Moshe is just a shliach to bring the tzivui, and then the rack's going to overhear that it has to give its water. But if the water has to create, the rack has to create water within it, so it needs a special koach. For that, it needs a special tzivui. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this is like it was at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That it was done through hakah, through striking the rock. And with this striking, it was given the koach to have water in it. So it must be now also, that was pshat with Moshe. In other words, the first time he spoke in general. He doesn't have to speak to that rock. The rock overheard, and the rock didn't give its water. It must be, oh, there's no more water in any rock. So now I need to give a specific tzivui to a rack. And how do I do that? How do I create rack in water? In water in a rack, it must be by hitting it like the first time around. And even though it says v'dibarta el ha-sela, what does v'dibarta mean? Speak. But the Ibn Ezra says that the dibur to a rack is haka. In other words, a rack doesn't understand regular speech. The way you speak to a rack is by hitting it. That's the mode of communication with a rack. And that's what Rashi says. Shelachah. That after Moshe Rabbeinu spoke and it didn't extract water. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke both in klali, even though he knew that it wasn't specifically this rock, because it doesn't have to be, you don't have to speak to specifically to this rock. All you have to do is give a general tzivui, and the rock knows that it's supposed to bring out its water. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, ah, it must be I have to hit like the first time. Why do I have to hit like the first time? Because there must be no water in any rock, so I have to create water in the rock, and the first time around that was done by hitting it. And I have to hit that specific rack, and therefore that specific rack came to him, and he hit the rack. In other words, he needed that it should be the specific rack that has to bring out the water, and that rack has to be hit, because that's how it was done the first time around. And that's what Rashi says, that the first time around, it was speaking to the wrong rack. And then he understood, ah, it's not enough to have a general tzibu here. We have to, for a rack that already has water in it. No, we have to create water in the rack, and that's done by hitting it. So then he got the right rack, and he hit it. And this way water was created in it. That's why the first time he spoke and the second time he hit, because the first time he saw speaking wasn't enough because all the racks heard it. And then the second time around he said, ah, it means this specific rack, and he got the right rack, and he hit it. Like the first time around, he created water. And with this we can explain Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph and the Pasuk of Vayorem Moshe Esiyado V'yachas Esel B'Mateo Pamayim Shu Lefi Shebarishon Olo Hotzi Ela Tipin Tipin Lefi Shelotzi V'lo Amakom Lakosu Ela V'Dibarte Ela Esel. The first time it only brought out drops because God didn't say to hit it, God said to speak to it. But it says V'yachas Esel B'Mateo Pamayim. First time, it only brought out drops, because God didn't say to hit it, God just said to speak to it. So what are these drops? And what's the second hitting bringing out more water than the first hitting? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there's no water in the rock, and the rock is not an agam mayim. So indeed, through this, there was no more water in the rock, and all that was left in the rock were a few drops. But nevertheless, there was a tzivui vis-a-vis a specific rock that the dibur should bring out its water. U'kishenezdamein l'moshe oto sela haya behaka'a gam inyan shel tzivui. In other words, the first hitting was the type of tzivui, and it's telling the rock, bring out your water. So the rock brought out the water that it already had in it. Only drops were remaining. And then came along the second hakah, and it was mechadesh, a new koach, just like we saw the first time around when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. But that hitting was mechadesh. That hitting brought a new nature in this rock, that the rock brings out water. Now the rock is bringing out new water with the second hakah. The first brought out what was ready in it, and then the second, we're now brought out new water. So the second hakah was like the first hakah at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in fact, in the Midbar Rabbah, which is the Makor of Rashi, it brings, with regard to the first hakah, that the cellar was just a dripping, there was just a little bit of water. And he cut sur ve'azuvu mayim. And we He said that it hit the rack. In other words, the rack that already had water from the first time around. And this water was extracted, and then the second hitting is going on the fact that now it's mechadesh, that it brings out new water. So this is a stage two in our journey, and there is still a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned, and we will see more and more of Flaz Vitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.